Yud Zayin Rav. We started the new parak last night, and we talked about Machlokas Avilas Ben Yaakov and Rabbanan, where two shutvim are Mudir Hanoa, one from the other, or from each other, and the Avilas Ben Yaakov said that each one can use his part, whereas Rabbanan hold that everybody's has to use the whole thing. And the Gemara said, sorry for the Gemara again after this, Rabbanan Rekol Tefa Techo Shul Shutvin Hu, each and every Tefa belongs to the partner, so therefore each and every Tefa is forbidden. Each person goes into his side. Anyway, so Chatzah Chaluka B'Sipas, what if they divide up the field with a fence or a barrier of any sort? Pesipas is really a low and symbolic fence. Abundant Moedir, Abundant say that each side now can use their own, each person can now use their own side because they split it up. And it's even after the fact, it seems, even after that it was made. They can split it up and say, well, this is the way it's supposed to be split up, and that'll work in order for each one of us to go Dafkin to our side. Even Rabbanan could see that point.
What if it's only one entrance?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Pashas is usually it was usually not like that because each guy had, you know, came out of their door, right? So, but that's a good question. What would be if there's one door? What if one of them sold his portion? Now, according to the Rosh, he sold his portion to the other guy. In other words, he made it that he sold out to the other person. I'm not sure that's mukhrach, but in any event, he did sold to somebody else. The guy made the neder, forbidding himself from deriving benefit, sold out his portion, either to the other guy or to somebody else in the world. So, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov agrees that in this case he loses all rights to come back to the field. Okay? He can't say, well, you know, whatever rights I had before, I have that right, not of course to enter, not to, well, how should we put it? He had a right to have the field before, right? And he forbade his friend from using his half, right? So now this guy, the guy who's for, that works out better, he forbids himself to use his friend's half. So he forbids himself to use his friend's half, so according to Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, he's still going to his half. According to Rabbi Bonner, he cannot. According to Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, once he sells out, especially if you'd say it to your smech, that he sold to the other guy. But it would seem, even if he sold out to another party, he loses all his rights in the chatzer. Because his rights only exist as long as he has part ownership. And when he loses his part ownership, the neder which he takes forbids him in the entire courtyard. Because again, he forbade himself in the portion which belongs to the other person. That means he retained his own portion. Once he sold out his portion, we say he lost all rights.
I don't understand the logic. If he forbade himself from the other portion,
yeah.
So,
well, according to the Semeach, it's partial, right? According to the Semeach, because now the whole field, the whole yard belongs to the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so that's where the Semeach explains our
remark. It's a third party.
Yeah, but I guess that
the third party allows him to come in there. Why can't he go in there?
Because according to Lezman Yaakov, it seems his idea was not to make a neder which is detrimental to him as owner. But once he's a guest, then that neder might be detrimental. Because remember, Lezman Yaakov's brera is not of the common sort. Rather, brera, which has to do with his das at the time he made the neder. And Mistoma, his logic was, as long as I have ownership, I want to retain my access. And that's why he continued to permit himself access on his part. But it's no longer his part. Mistama, according to the way of understanding that the sellout was to another person, once he sold out, he no longer has that svara in mind that he wants to retain access to the field.
The situation's not the same.
Right.
So therefore, the nether
would expand. Except, based not that the nether expands, but the repudiation of the field is then complete. In other words, repudiation applies to whatever is not his, and nothing's his. That's how we learn it.
So it's not that he forbade himself against his partner's field. He forbade himself against whatever is not his.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's a good way of putting it. Whatever's not his. That's correct. Okay, that'll do. So it says, well, now it said in the Mishnah that once they made such a nether, Neither of them are allowed to put up a millstones and an oven and raise hens there. But what if at the time that they made the contract, prior to the nether, they stipulated that each one is mevatar to the other, foregoes the other certain, you know, usages in the courtyard, including tanur and rechaim, all that kind of stuff. So then that supersedes the nether as well. So then I say, they still retain the right to put in millstones and ovens in the common sectors. Says more, lo tzurcha should be lo tzurcha da ella. Our child is only rather the lohis nubidim, where they didn't make a condition among the two of them. I'm not the vater that they should be willing to forego little usages, even if they're imbalanced. Ma, what now is the halacha? Ma mara bara b'lez ben Yaakov, concerning the corner of b'lez ben Yaakov. This concerning the corner of b'lez ben Yaakov, because as Reb Baz explains, we don't really know what the svara of b'lez ben Yaakov is. Is the b'lez ben Yaakov svara that there's a kind of brera going on here, that each part gets its side, right? And therefore, that would not include his right to put the right to have put down millstones and stoves and stuff like that, which are not on his side, right? Or do we say the logic is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that vitur is not a problem by mudar anor? We said it's machlokas in the previous paragimel. If I am forbidden to give you benefits, but I can forego things to you. Like, let's say I don't want to give you something tangible, but I let you get away with things, which is really the case here. That here I'm letting him get away with putting up an oven or putting up a stove or a millstone. I don't actually put it up for him. I don't give him benefit, but I'm willing to forego things to him. So the shaila is, when Rabbi Yirmiyah is matir here, but is it because of a brera issue? Or is it because global, which is local and isolated, obviously in this case, so each part person having his own part of the field, or is it more of a global thing? And he holds up by mudar hanoah, vitur is mutar. I'm allowed to forego as long as I don't give profit or give benefit. I'm allowed to forego things that are my expense. That's more special. So on my basis, we have several other questions. It's not in the Bible. V'atnina, didn't we learn lokech b'yeser? We learned over there, Lokeh B'yeser, a person who's mutar anor from his friend, has got in other words, he can't give benefit to his friend, then Lokeh B'yeser has got to buy for more than it's worth, a moichar apochos, and sell for less. Ma'amar bar Elazar ben Yaakov, what does Elazar ben Yaakov say about that? So if the Elazar ben Yaakov's whole issue is because of Breira, and this type of Breira works that we have in our Mishnah, then of course that is not a global principle, it's a very isolated principle. But if it's because vitur is permissible by mudar hanoah, then this case, would be mutar, and be more than mutar. We'd be matir to buy and sell stuff with him, even with the mudar hanoah, even if the guy is deriving minor profits from you. Why is that? Because that would be considered to be vitur, right? Because he's selling just, you know, as the way people sell in the marketplace. Yeah, but that's a question. But Elazar ben Yaakov disagree with this. If he holds vitur is mutar b'mudar hanoah, so then he would argue this, because this holds vitur is also. I can't give it at the proper price, right? But if he holds vitur is mutar, then that would be okay. And also, v'atnia tamon, that which you learned over there, lo yishilenu v'lo yishalimenu. You can't loan him nor borrow from him. Ma'amar bar Elazar ben Yaakov. Again, this is something which normal people do. So therefore, maybe if Elazar ben Yaakov was matir vitu bar omudar hanoah, that would be okay as well. So the gemara, botanina, and also what about that which you learned over there? Lo yimkar v'lo yikach himenu. You should not buy and sell stuff for him. And also, ha'adamar shem yakin shalo isha, that you shouldn't. The reason why you shouldn't buy and sell things from him is in order that you shouldn't tarry in his house, right, while you're getting the stuff. But that's obviously, you know, something which is only a vitor. There's no actual physical benefit for standing in his house for a long time. So therefore, if you all vitor is mutar anor, then those things should all be mutar. The other Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is only talking about a heter. In our situation, those things will all remain also. So says the Gemara in an answer here. It says in our Mishnah, Shneim Asurim Lamid Rechaim Betzunum Negadal Tarnigolim. It says they're both forbidden to put their millstones and stoves and to raise chicks. So that's our Mishnah. Who's it going like? To whom Nitzucha? To whom is this required? Lezim and Yaakov do must need. So this is only required for Lezim and Yaakov. According to Rabbanan, it's Pasha that Vitor is also Modarno. They said explicitly. So which it says you're not allowed to put Rechaim and Tanur in the kind of property. Obviously, it's going like. What's the name here? Pretoria Lezim and Yaakov. Right. Because according to Rabbanan's Pasha, again, according to Rabbanan's Pasha, I'll leave that there because Rabbanan Aser Vitor. But it must be even according to Lezim and Yaakov, it's Aser. So we see here that Lezim and Yaakov holds that in a case where it's an issue of Vitor, and they didn't stipulate beforehand that there are going to be avatar to each other, that Lezim and Yaakov prohibits. See that here? Because it says that even though putting up a millstone or an oven or something like that is a vitor issue, nonetheless, that's prohibited as well. So therefore, actually, it comes out to a conclusion that our mission holds like Lezim and Yaakov, that you can't provide a guy who's forsworn all benefit with you, even with, you know, a small handoah, but it has to be that's not what I meant to say. Because according to Lezim and Yaakov, even, that which we say, Breira, is only for I don't know if it's I want to start that sentence either. But I'll say just very simple. Comes to the Kohen of Lezim and Yaakov, Vitor is also Aser. He holds a Vitor is Aser because otherwise, why would he forbid you to put up the Reichaim and Tanur? So it means that since you're allowed to, and of course you're not even putting it up, right? You're just sitting there passively while it goes up. You're not allowed to sit there while it goes up, so it must be that Vitor is also by Mudar Noah, according to Lezim and Yaakov. Okay? Again, that line in Mishnah is not necessary, because according to Rabbanan, we know already Vitor is also Mudar Noah. So that line must be going according to Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, telling us even Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov holds Vitor is also by Mudar Noah. Is that clear?
Yeah, all right, so
therefore, I can't forego to you the right to put up, or I have to protest. If you want to put up an oven in my backyard, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from me, then I'm not allowed to let you do it. Because Vitor is also. Okay? Says the Gemara, new issue. Hashutin shenodu anoa ezumizu. Shutin who forswore anoa from each other. Midnei, it sounds like that because Midnei shenodu zemizeh. I know what Zemi said. So the reason why they're also is because they forced war hanor from each other. Haim lo nodur anoya zemizeh. But what about if they weren't nodur anoya from each other? They didn't force war any benefit. So it sounds like stomach kimutorin kimavachin elu leilu. Sounds like generally we assume that they're mavatar to each other usages in the field, right?
That means
if they're getting along well.
Yeah, so it's business as usual.
Right. So the question is what business as usual is. So it sounds like they're mevatar to each other, right? If we have a Mishnah which says, these are things which have chazaka, and one of the things which has chazaka also there is I think a tanur and a rechaim. Now, if you're going to say that they're invited to each other, you don't need a chazaka. Chazaka is far too great a tool to use under those circumstances, right?
Well, what else is there?
It's the vitor.
They're partners.
Right, so why need chazaka? The chazaka is on each other, that if I put a tanner there, then for 3 years I get to keep it there.
Isn't that implicit in what a partnership is, that they've got to cooperate and allow things to be put in? in a common ground?
Let's say. Right? So why need to have chazaka? Just say that's the initial agreement. Why need the 3 years? What's the 3 years proving? That's the question of Gemara is. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiya said, you know what? That chazaka is really a chazaka of vitor. I think that's what you were trying to say, essentially. So it's chazaka, it's not a lucky chazaka,
yeah,
the classic sense. It means that we assume that, you know, people are mevata to each other if they're partners to each other. That's the assumption.
Why even introduce that term? That's
yeah, that was the question. Why introduce the term? So Rabbi Yirmiya is trying to answer. Well, it's lav dafka. It means that this is something which they continue to put into effect. Okay? So says the Gemara, Rav Rabbi Lezo said, I'm a gadol tani golem, b'chater she'ena shalo, similar issue to one we just learned. If you raise hands in somebody else's backyard, I raise a chazaka, and you left in there for 3 years, you have a chazaka to raise hands in their backyard. How do they come back and protest afterwards? Tough, right. Yeah, it's about Vasa, I mean, a long time. So I have nothing to call. So it says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi, who says, Bios, makes sense. Manafshach. No matter what. He made sure she was the Gadel, if he's got permission. A Regidel, he grew up with permission. He made sure she was the Gadel. And he doesn't have permission, then, well, he was there for 3 years. So it's a little bit different. He's learning that, yes, it could be Bitur, but it could be Chazaka. There might be two separate things, right? It could be that just Shutvim are Mevata to each other, or it could be it's Chazaka. And the chazaka is a separate thing. And the place to look for that here, as the Gemara is saying, is where you're raising your hands in somebody else's backyard. If you're raising somebody else's backyard, obviously there's no vitur there. So what works over there?
Chazaka.
Only chazaka, right. So it says the Gemara further.
It almost sounds like I'm making up the words, that the Gemara is surprised that two shufim are actually cooperating with
you. Yeah, maybe.
So,
okay, that is a little bit of a spin, but Rav Yochanan Shir Rav Noy said, "V'chol hashutvim, b'chol hashutvim makamim zeltzin." Everything partners can prevent the other, their co-partner, from using the field in that way. They don't have to go along. Chutz with one exception. One partner cannot impede the other from doing laundry in the backyard. Why laundry? They call it Benosi's Hall because the girls have to get slightly undressed in order to do laundry. So we don't do that in public. So therefore, he can't make a machal on that. Says the Gemara, Amar Ibn Tanya, Ibn Tanya said, Hadadat Amar, that's true, a very poignant forerunner of 20th and 21st century life. That's only true. Hadadat Amar Makom Shanoshi Mechapsis, where the women do the laundry. Where the men do the laundry lobedah, then there's no automatic permission to do it in the chater. Yeah, that's right. It says the Gemara further. Bedah that Amar chutzin akvisa the chater. How you said that laundry I must allow my neighbor to do in the backyard. Bechal chater. That's only in the entire yard in general. Beram, except Dalad, however, Bedalad Amos, now here there's a whole line missing, for which the Shai Torah itself puts it in. Bedalad Amos, Dinafshe of his own, Mimachu Hubi Yode. He can protest the other guy's plowing there. Bedadi Tamer is still not in the Gemara. Bedadi Tamer calls Shukol Shutvi Makin Zevachotzer. And now which it says, that the shutrim are impediments to each other in the courtyard, b'chol chatzer, that's in the entire yard. B'ram b'dalad amos, however, in the dalad amos, going back to the Gemara, the chavrei lo matzim mimche b'yadei. You can't protest what's going on. So basically, he says that laundry can be a fair subject of dispute in the entire yard except for four amos on the side of the guy who's not doing laundry, and 4 hours on the side of the guy who is doing the laundry. The 4 hours on the guy who's not doing laundry says, NIMBY, not in my backyard, not in these 4 hours. These are my personal use 4 hours. And the other guy who's doing it within 4 hours of his house, he can say, even if the other guy comes at them with a tine and says, Kvisa, Kvisa, they're doing laundry in the backyard. Why are you doing your own laundry back here? So he's not responsible for that, right? He's allowed to do it as long as it's within his Dalet Amos, within Dalet Amos of his own door. Let's say about whoever's doing it, the man or the woman, right? So it says, again, B'dalet Amos, the Chavrei, and his friends for Amos, he can't protest that he's doing the laundry there. Imaya Mukam Shupa, however, if the place was on an incline, so all the dirty water flows from my side to your side, right? Even my friends for Amos, I can protest. Because you say it's obvious. You're spilling it, it's coming to me. So therefore, in that case, you can protest, even if it's on way on the other side of the yard. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned, Makamat Tanur, precisely because the Tanur is based on concept of vitor. The presence of the oven indicates no kinyon, no chazakas are established. So we learn Makamat Tanur, the place where the oven stood, a Makam Kirayim, place where the Kirayim Sinai type of oven stood, and the chazaka doesn't establish that portion of the house belongs, or the courtyard actually, talking about here, that portion of the courtyard belongs to the person who has his oven, or his big oven, or his small oven there, right? And then chazaka, there's no chazaka. Al gabayan, however, an interesting gemara. There's actually a word missing according to Ben Ari at the bottom. It says kira al gabayan. What if you put a canopy or a ceiling over your oven, a hood? You know, it's a hood over your range. So that afilu koshu. No matter how small that hood is, or that parasol, whatever it is, yeshem chazaka. Then already there's chazaka applies. Okay, why does chazaka apply then? Right, it's more permanent. And it's a structure beyond the bare minimum necessary for tanur. That's right. So every the other guy should protest, right? That's what it says. Says the Gemara, Amrei said, Uvad kiwi shemoi l'tanur. It can't just be some makeshift structure. It's got to be a structure which is specifically meant to protect the oven from the elements. Okay? So that comes part and parcel of his chazaka. In other words, if he has broad enough broad enough rooftop over his part of the well, so then not well his part of the oven, so then he can actually
he's setting up shop,
right? That's what I meant to say. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Zira said, "Uvaki v'shmoltah has got to be something which is good for the oven." Rav Yosher Bian said, "Ashutvi koni zemizeh bechotzer. Ashutvi can make kinyan from each other in the chotzer." This is interesting because normally you can't make a kinyan in somebody else's yard. I mean, I can make kinyan, hagbah, and stuff like that, but I can't pull something or pick something up in your yard and make it mine because that doesn't demonstrate ownership. It's got to be at least a public place. Is that clear?
Or if he gives it to you.
What?
What about the partner? You're his partner.
He has to give it to you by hand then, not by Mashiach or Mesira. So be Hagbah might work. But, yeah. Right? Okay, so in any event, so Yosheb answer, Shufin Kodim Zemizem V'Chotzer. If the Chotzer, it belongs to them in commonality, so then they can make Kinyonim in the Chotzer. V'Chavin Zebenik Nizkizeh. And they're chayav to pay for each other's damages if each other damaged by something which they had, stored in the courtyard. Amay Bumarkana, Bumarkana said, but Omer, this only works by Omer if a guy says, Tzvar v'tikne, gather up the coins and buy them. In other words, do a Maisa now. Im Tzvurim, if they already gathered together, Lo Kana Chiatalto, then you know, don't do a Kenyan until you actually carry the coins. Okay? Now, new issue. This is going on the Mishnah, where it says, the guy sold out and he says, well, I'm going back to my own field when he goes back to visit. I'm not going to the other guy's field, right? I'm not going into your stuff. So it's in the Mishnah, it sounds like one second. Yeah, you see the last line of the Mishnah back in Zion and Alf? It says actually, the last three lines. I'm going to my part. I'm not going to your part. On your part. We forced the node there to sell his part. Okay, that was the Mishnah, right? So here the Gemara says, B'soch Shali Ani Nichnas. Lo B'soch Shalcha. Why? I can always claim I'm going to my half, not to your half. Top of Yud Ches Ma'al, Fata Markov, we say that we're compelled to divorce. Not a divorce here, but a separation. We prepare the compelled separation. How come? Says, well, you know what? We don't. Each guy can talk and say, according to Rabbana, according to Rabbi Yaakov, each guy can say he's going to his own portion. Law Dois Amrus, when it says Kofi that we compel a separation, Law Dois Amrus, not the past state action in the previous Mishnah, but rather the next Mishnah. Now the next Mishnah is talking about a case we haven't seen yet, obviously. Where let's see it inside now. Hey, Echem in Ashuk. Skip him down to Mishnah. We'll come back. Hey, Echem in Mishnah. Muder me'achol me'amanoya. If he was barred from deriving or benefit from another guy, lo yikanes. You shouldn't go into the other guy's field, courtyard. Yeah, because it's deriving benefit from it. Rav Lez Miyakov says, Yochel lo marlo, but he could say, like we said before, I'm going to your friends and not into to mine. So not into yours. Going to my friends and not into yours. So what do we prove again? Yeah, the case is like this. Okay, this case, the person took the netter, didn't take the netter against his friend. He took the netter against people from the marketplace. Said, I don't want them to come in anymore. Took such an oath. They're not allowed in. So in that case, we can compel a separation because the other guy says, all my business is shot. Because people are going to be afraid to come in unless they go into your portion.
So it's impacting on his partner.
Right, so it's impacting on his partner much more directly than if he offers his own entree into his partner's thing. If he offers his other people's entree into this partner's yard, it's much more difficult. Okay? So that's the case we're talking about over here. So law, that's the case where you compel a divorce. Law, da, is harmless that we compel? El ala da, rather. This one. So shall gavercha ani nichnas. I'm entering your field. Lo soch shalcha. He claims, look, I'm entering your field. and I'm not entering the other. I'm not entering your field and not the other guy's field. Kovinus anodishim kor chalko. We compel the noda to sell his portion. And it says the Gemara by merit serve a case when he says hanayosi alecha. He says my hanoa. Oh, this is another answer actually. I have here my notes. I'm sorry. This is another answer. Where do we say kofin? So that's what I'll tell you. Where the guy who takes the nether says, I'm forbidding benefit from me to you. So that's very difficult for the other guy to keep up, right? So then it's directed against him. How's he going to keep it up? So therefore, in that case, we compel a separation. But if the guy says, I'm prohibiting myself from deriving benefit from you, so you don't care as much, right? So he won't derive benefits. So there, but as long as you are able to derive benefits. So therefore, actually, it comes out here is that did I make myself clear what I just said?
Yeah, so far.
Let me say it again anyway. Because there are two separate answers in the Gemara. Gemara prime, kofin, says kofin. So it says, well, why do we say kofin? Why do we compel a separation? Why don't we just let them stay together? So that's more one of two answers. In the case in which we say kofin is going in the next Mishnah, in the case where the guy who took the nether asked upon himself anor from the shuk, because then people from the shuk are going to be afraid to come in, and that's a bottom line issue, right? The other guy's panosa will be shot, right? So therefore you compel him to leave. The other answer is to say that no, it's really talking about between the two of them. And the guy, it depends how the guy who asserted himself on the other guy. Said to the other guy, you don't know how to derive any benefit from my property, then we compel him to leave. Because he makes his life impossible, right? Because the other guy is confronted, he said the rice anytime he inadvertently uses the other guy's property, right? But if the guy who took the nether said, I forbid myself from deriving hanoah from you, then you say, Vavakasha, that's your problem, as long as I'm not, don't have to be concerned. So in that case, we don't compel the separation. Okay? Says the Mishnah for the Lachabes. This is the case we're just speaking about. He was somebody from the marketplace. Was mudr me'achon me'amanoya. He was mudr not from them. When he creates and becomes, we will actually slice him up. We will what?
Separate
them, right. We'll slice them from each other. So it says tomorrow, well, not if he comes, but rather if he makes such a netter, we separate them. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Omer Yochul Omer. No, the guy I mean from the marketplace can say, I'm going into your friends, not into yours, and therefore we don't compel a separation. Says Gemara, below tenin on kofin. Now there are all sorts of questions here. Didn't we learn that kofin? Actually, it's a statement. I made a mistake. Nemos says later, below tenin on kofin. It doesn't say here we compel. So says Gemara. All right, which is an implicit question, because the previous Gemara we said we do compel. So Tarabichi said reconciles the two. He says, Ima ya nadron. If it's accustomed to being modar no then kofi. In other words, a one shot deal, we let it go like water under the bridge, right? But if he does the same thing twice, then kofi, right? So it says, Gemara, do Omar lay,
I forgot what this means. One second.
Yeah, do I relate? Because he says the other guy says that asis kadamoi. Actually, people are not going to come before me. Obviously, can if you do this, meaning that that's why we compel in the case where the person was accustomed to mow down off from people in the marketplace. So then his partner gets fed up and he says, "If you keep doing this, people are not going to come visit me, and that's going to be bad for me." So in that case, we compel a separation. Tanya, we learned, va'adis leike mikan ve'elach. We learned, if he does it again, o shari nidrach, we say either dreamati or nether, o zavin chulkach, or sell your portion. So actually here comes out that we give him one warning, because it says if he does it again, a second time, that's if he was a nodra. Not if he did it once. If he did it once, we assume it's a fluke, and we say, go be mati or nether, and everything will be fine. And even if not mati or nether, we say, well, it was just mishugas he had towards one person. But asers everybody upon himself, asers side of the field, or at least one other person, right, a second person, so then we say we kick him out. Okay, we say that it's not possible for anybody to live with you in this situation. You must leave.
So whose idea is it that giving him one more chance?
Just the language of Nadran, right? That there has to be a pattern established, and a pattern established the second time. Says more. Hamoyda noy mechaver. So he's moved on over his friend. Yeshushan based on merachotzu based aban, and he's got in the city the person who's now to provide any benefit. He's got a bathhouse or an olive press, muskarin, which are rented out. Muskarin is not so material here. Imi Eshman Tvisas Yad, if the owner, who's mudan off from this fellow, right, has rights over these structures, also, then the guy who bought the structure is forbidden, right? Imi Eshman Tvisas Yad, if the owner who's prohibited to provide hanoah doesn't have tefisas yad, does not have rights in the house, so mutter, then the other fellow is allowed to use these structures. I guess the classic example would be like, let's say you have a case where there's a chveis. That's a good example.
Well, what
Tfisa
Siad is rights in the house?
Yeah. Like he gets to use the olive at certain hours. So like that. So then the
person. I thought Tfisa Siad was that he had direct contact with the ownership and the way it runs.
No, not necessarily. He has rights of usage. So if he has Tfisa Siad, so then it's officer, because then the person's mudra knows where I benefit from him more directly. He doesn't have to be yad, then it's okay. Says more also, I'm going to cover some of his friend, Kornel Lebesko Shani Nichnas. He makes a clear, I'm not going to enter your house. Sotcha Shani, okay, I'm not going to buy a field. Meso Shemachron La'acher, if the guy who was the object of this nether died, in other words, the guy who was the mudra, not the madr, if he died, so then, Meisel Shema already sold somebody else.
What's my place? One second.
Mutter.
We sold the Mishnah?
Meisel Shema Chalachem Mutter. Yeah, because after the guy dies, he made the nether falls off. However, that's only if the guy made the nether upon himself. Or the Shlubai Zeshein Nichnas, if the guy said he's not entering this house, Sadu Zesheni Lokeach, this field I'm not going to take, even though it belonged now to a certain individual, Mason, that guy died, or Shemach Lach, or somebody else, also, you're allowed to go use the field.
The object is an object, not a person.
The object is an object, not a person. Very good. Kami Tfisas Yad, what's Tfisas Yad of the owner in the Merchat that he already is considered still to be his, and therefore the person's Mudarno can't use it? So it says, more Lemechat Shishavi has to own actively either half or a third, or at least a quarter. Now, it says in our Mishnah, Beischa Zeh, your house, or this house, so says the Gemara, Misham Mata Taifso. Which language in this statement is the critical one? Mishum Beischa, is it because of the house? Or is it because of Zeh? Should be, or because of Mishum Zeh? So, and the nafkamina would be nafal b'no. Let's say the house fell, and he rebuilt it. Nafal b'no who? Lay. Is this fine? Nafal b'no who?
So it's a new house.
Yeah, but it's his house. That's the point. No, which means to be an afkamina. Right. Nafal b'no who? Leis.
And so if it's Beis Chazer,
yeah,
that's the old house only, and the new house is okay. If it's Beis Ha, not the Zer, then it's regardless of whether it's the old house or the new house.
Okay.
If you go on the word Beis Ha, it doesn't matter if it's the old house or the new house. It's
right.
Still your house.
Right.
And then it still exists. If it's Beis Chazer,
right, then it's this one specifically.
House, not the same.
Right, that's right. No, who, Lace, who? Yeah, oh, so I now remember. It says Leisle, but should be Leisle Korn Korman. If it fell, rebuilt it, so it's not Zeh. By who means Zeh? It's not Zeh. But it's still Beis Chah. Look what you just said. The Shemina Meadah, so what do we say in this case? Let's have from here. Emily Arshav, somebody says to his heirs, this is a Brisa, it says, somebody says to his heirs, Tnu Beis Chasus Livni, give the house where his chuppah is to my son, or Beis Ham Lucy Libiti, or the house of her widowhood to my daughter, Benafa, and the house fell down, Yosh Mechevin Livnoso. The heirs are liable to rebuild it. Why? Because he says bias. He didn't say bias there. So therefore, they're under lien to continue to buy the house if it fell down. Right? But if he said bias there, it wouldn't apply. Tamatini went over there. I'm Livno. Somebody says the son, Kenem Shat Nana Lee. An oath that you may not derive benefit from me, imes yiroshenu. If the father dies, the son still inherits him, right? Because he's not getting an offer from him anymore, because the father's dead. B'chayiv mosi, but what if the father said he really hated the son? He said before he died, b'chayiv mosi, my son does not derive any benefit, neither my lifetime nor my death. Meis lo yiroshenu. If the guy dies, he can't inherit him. Amrei B'yirmi said, Chami Hech Tanyan. Come see how it says. Hacha, over here. V'atani, didn't we learn? B'chayai. President says, in my lifetime. Imeis Yerushel. Okay, in other words, he's analyzed this Brisa and Bava Kamma. The president says, during my lifetime, right, my properties are been in front of my son, then the kid can inherit him. But mostly, if the father said, after my death, my properties are also upon my son, so he may see Hashem. The father died, he inherited him. But Chaya mostly was a wife. Each one of these words is defective and doesn't serve as a barrier. Why he put them together? But Chaya mostly may slow Hashem. If he says that if he dies, his son should not derive any benefit, neither in his lifetime or his death. There's no Yerusha. Why not? So says the Gemara. Ma bein. What's in between? Who? Damar chada chada. What's in between a guy who says one word each, either chayi or mosi? Who? Damar trei trei. One who says two words of chayi and mosi. So Rabbi Yosef and Chanin and Tarvein, I mean, they both said a fascinating thing, actually. Konom hanoyef nechosai elu. Person said, and here we didn't have a story before, person said we had Zev, same idea. Person says, hanoyef, this property is also, it should be a love upon him. So in that case, Kormenei changed the next few words. Came into Rechai v'moisi, since he said Rechai u'v'moisi, ki'ilu amart, as if he said, third word in the next line, Elu Asar Kamilu Amar Elu. It was as if he said Elu. Asarana love Ben Chaim Ben Mason Ben Lachmisa. He asked both in my time and after death. So it's really a very very basic thing. Although the Gemara is somewhat convoluted. If I say Nechosim Elu, it's a very fundamental principle actually. If I say Nechosim Elu are also upon you, that attaches to the property even after my demise.
Right, because it's the object, it's inanimate, it has nothing to do with it.
It's still a major chiddush, though. Because you would think we had back then, back a couple of brothers ago, we had, if if I make a neder on something and then I mafkir it, so then you're allowed to take it, right? I make a neder forbidding it.
But the death isn't mafkir it, it's the Yerusha.
If the guy's dead, it's not his anymore. How's it his once he's dead?
Because it was in his will. Or
so what? What difference does it make? Let that terminate.
His estate altered. His estate is his.
He's dead. He can't be his anymore. So I was seeing like this. I was seeing the truth is that beforehand, the only reason it was takamuta to be mafkir and let the other guy take it was because he didn't say in the original neder, nechasi melu. He said nechasi elecho hefkir. Oh, then once he's mafkir, it's okay. But here he taka said nechasi melu. That makes it bad. That means it attaches the property even after the father's death.
Also, he didn't voluntarily make it hefkir. He just died. So.
Yeah, but he planned his death. He issued his last will and testament. But the additional point I wanted to make in that regard was that therefore the Gemara says here, first says in the Rambam Pasuk, "B'chayiv v'moisi," we also have my son during my lifetime and also after my death. That's like elu. That extraneous language is like saying elu, and that's why it pertains even after death, and then the Yerusha doesn't take place. So I thought Achayim said, Yerusha does take place midoraisa, right? Because how can you undermine the Yerusha? It's automatic. But he has no rights to use it because it's offered to. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi said, Tanina bin Izakin. We learned in the Zakin, in the case brought down before from Baba Kama, Madlotim Bidarn, that which you didn't learn in the Darn. How do you learn more in that case of Baba Kama? In the case of Baba Kama, there's a greater chiddush. Here we see, over here in our Mishnah, we see that if I take an Isser, I'm Moed HaNoah from an object during the lifetime of its owner, then I continue to be Osir on it after his owner's demise, right? But that's where I, the Noider, took the nether. One second. Yeah, I'm not sure I can explain this properly, but I think I can try. The case in the Zogin is a bigger chiddush. Because our case in our mission is a case where I took an Isser upon me in a certain chavetz, and while the owner was alive, it was Osir and continues after his death. Because Isser is upon me. That's not such a big chiddush. Is a bigger chiddush. That's where the other guy asked his property upon me. And since he chose specific property, he said, Elul, that continues even after his death. Okay, so that's a little bit of a bigger chiddush. Okay? Says more further, B'nedarim, in Nedarim we say, and here it actually explains it, I guess. B'nedarim, konam shel beis chashen yichnas, I make the neder. I said, I'm not going to enter your house. So at chashen yichnas, your field, not eleni lokan, our bright field. Meso shemachal acher, in that case, if the guy died, or sold to somebody else, it's permissible. B'bayis zeh, but if I said to this house, shen yichnas, this house, so the Zershain Lokev, I'm not gonna buy this field. Meso Shmacha Lacher, if he died or so is somebody else, Osir, then it's forbidden because Bais that transcends death and transcends transfer. Okay, because it attaches to the object. The Neshalua Marzeh. So this basic reiteration. The only time it's okay is if he didn't say Zet. But if he said Zet, which same thing like Elu, also, it's both during lifetime and after lifetime as well.
So why is it bigger chiddush in Nezikin?
Because in Nezikin, it's where the guy who made the nether died.
Yeah.
Whereas by us, it's where the guy who made the nether survived, the other guy died. It's a bigger chiddush where the guy who made the nether died, the nether still exists. So it's our case, so the guy who made the nether is alive, it's the guy against whom he made the nether who's dead. That's not as big a chiddush. Okay, look it out. Hare ani alecho chayim. If I say should be a chayim upon you, hamudar aser, then the person against whom the nether is directly is forbidden. I said, you should be a cherem upon me. Hanoider also. Then the person who took the netter is also. Harani alech about the life. I said, you're upon me and I upon you. They're both also. But even in that case, a fascinating mission actually, they're both mutter b'davashol b'davashol. But some b'davashol, so they're forbidden to use any common property of the same city. Why is that? Because they each have a portion in it. And they're mutter not from each other. But they allowed to use common property of Am Yisrael when it came up from Bavel. Because even though that's under the jurisdiction of Am Yisrael, it doesn't belong to any specific Israeli. It's interesting, the economy in a city or something like that, everybody's in ownership of the public items. But in Am Yisrael, it doesn't work that way. Right? That's what it's saying. In Davish Oli Bavel, so it's not everybody is a partner, but rather it belongs to the public. You see the difference? If everybody's a partner and one is moved on for the other, you can't go and derive benefit from it. Right? But if nobody really owns it, right, just everybody uses it in turn, then each one of these two guys can use it in turn as well.
So how are only Bob out there thinking?
What?
Why is only Bob out different? I mean,
because
they didn't own anything?
It's a phrase. That's community property in a different way than community property of a kehillah. Okay, Kehillah's parameters are different than the entire Am Yisrael. Okay? Oli Bavel just happened to be a phrase of choice because Oli Mitzrayim's conquest is obliterated. Okay? Says Markonim She'eni Nene Lecha. If a guy says, Markonim, I'm not going to have any bid for you, V'nalanisha lo Alecha. And to the Chacham who's matir your nether. So Nisha Alarishon, you can be matir the first nether. Nene Nisha Alasheni. Is not Mati the second letter, which either is Asinim on the Chacham. Interesting thing. You would think it's a Chumra, it's really a Kula. Means once you're Mati the first letter, the second letter falls off, because the second letter is built on the first letter. So when it says, Eidon Yishoshay, means he doesn't have to ask on the second one, but in fact, it falls off. Isai Tai, that Moses said, Nishal Ben Arishal Ben Hosheni, he has to be Mati there both on the first one and the second case. Shmuel Breda Yosef, the first case being the first shvu, first shvu being I'm forbidden to derive benefit from you, the second being that I'm forbidden to derive benefit from the rabbi who's mati the shvu. Okay, says Shmuel Breda Yosef Rabbi Amar Kimandamar Lacher Isur. This is going like the opinion that we go after how the Yisurim devolved. Ron Kamanu Alachar Neder, according to people who chose to go after the time when the Neder was verbalized, then Neder Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Okulo. Neder, which is partially nullified, is completely nullified. So actually, our machlokas is talking about, okay, in our mission is talking about where a person, where a person took the two Amoraim and our Gemara is whether a nether when Ramatya goes, we matter from the time nether or from the time nether took effect. You have the time nether was taken, so the nether was taken simultaneously on the fruit and on the rabbi, right? On whoever's going to matter the nether. If you go after the Isser, so they're chal successively. Because first the nether takes effect, and then he makes it into the matter, and that comes later on. Okay? So if it's the lacher Isser, you have a problem. But if it's lacher nether, nether shabbat mitzvah so boto kulo. Okay? Hanoidim ne'ir. Somebody takes nether not by vein bed from b'ne'ir. Uba echad v'yoshim sham shoshim yom, and somebody's dwelt there for only 3 days, mutabo, because only become your Nea ear after 12 months. But Miyoshva ear, not from the citizens, but from the residents. Uva echad v'yoshim sham shloshim yom oserbo. Somebody came live for 30 days, that makes him ready, not a citizen, but a resident. Therefore,
he's eligible to apply for welfare.
Right, he's eligible to apply for welfare. And therefore the guy took the nether, not to the right of any Anoa, applies to him as well. If a person says, my members of the city should not have any benefit from me, and he shall zaken sheyeshom, he can't be matter by the zaken who lives there. And the reason why that is because till now nobody was allowed to derive benefit from him. Now they'd be allowed to derive benefit from him, so the zaken is no gevet over, so therefore he can't pass it. The Gemara rejects this. Says the Gemara, he's trying to tell those who said, "Afilu akar meisam nishal." No, he can even ask on the original nether to the chacham in the city. Sheinu kameifer nidrei atzmo. It's not as if the zaken is being made for his own nedorim. Is being made for nedorim for this guy. We're not choishish that he's no gear. Okay.
He's a resident of a city, and you're getting benefit.
That's true, but it's not. It's too tenuous a link to make it a problem.
But you just say that he's, besides being a resident of the city, he's physically in that city, but he's not involved with the
Well, he still would be no gevet over, because he's getting benefit from being matir the nether. Because he'll have access to this individual, but nonetheless, we say it's not a problem. Okay, says the word nether shiram in lo to a heter. If the masses took a nether, it's not. There's no heter for nether. Hanoi de barab, if somebody takes a nether in public, in lo heter. Hanoi de anam mechaber before up, if you were made an offer for your friend in front of him, lo yishol of fun of yati matin in front of him. Shol of fun of your matin made from him, shalom in front of him, not in front of him, then nishol in lo, you can. Be matin neder in front of him, shalom from whether he's around or not as well. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Why make you do it in front of him? Be near busha, so you should be embarrassed. Shulei emar near chashat, so people shouldn't be suspect that you weren't matir neder." Okay. Now, if you skip down four lines, Shai Torah says that line's supposed to be here. East tiny tiny tzarkli protest neder. Those who say when you go to a chacham, you see that four lines down. That those say you have to specify the nether you made. Besides time, those say ain't no tzarkli protest neder. You don't have to specify. And now says more going back to where we were a minute ago. Vasa implukvasa. This machlokus implukvasa like machlokus by Yom Kippur. Tanya Yom Kippur and tzarkli protest neder. You have to specify Hashem lebagani. You have to say vidu. Divrei vidu ben b'seiro. And we give him an answer for it. Just to say general. Language actually, Hashem lebagani is not specific, right? So whether it be specific there or not is the same as whether you have to be specific here as well. And the class of Shaper has a whole elaborate explanation here of how also in Yom Kippur the issue is might be an issue of busha, which means bayish before Akash Baruch did that there, or might be an issue of chashad, so people shouldn't suspect that you don't know your sins and you're not going to go back to them again. Okay, be that as it may. Chad Barnash, there's another reason to be mafarit the nether, because you don't know what you'll find out. And that's how the Gemara ends here. Chad Barnash, nadar, a certain individual took a nether, the loam of Ravcho, he's not going to make any money. He's not going to make profits anymore. Asil Kavi, Yudim Barshom, Sukin, or Yudim Barshom. Amar Leis, he said to me, Mayish Dabu, what was your shvua? Amar Leis, loam of Ravcho, I took a shvua that I'm not going to derive any benefit, and make any profits. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Yudim said, Bechem Barnash, do people take such an adorim? It's unheard of. Nobody wants to live and not make profits, right? Amalei, so he said to him, Dilma bikavyustomar. Maybe you took a nether that you're not going to make profits by gambling anymore. That was your nether. And you wanted to be mocked at that nether because you want to take a vacation in Las Vegas. And he asked him if that's the case. And he said, yes. Amar, so Rabbi Yudin Barshom said, Baruch Shabach Batar Chachamim. Baruch Hashem. You see the Varsh Gocha, the Shah Amr Tzarkli Frotas Nether. And I not asked him to detail the nether, I would not have known that's the type of nether I shouldn't be matzah for him. But now I knew, and he wasn't matzah to him, and he had to stay home and he missed his flight to Las Vegas. But my so I believe we possibly you don't have to be my fire to nether. Do you didn't have it yet?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, just one, let me just start the mission here, because it's relevant, it's the direct link. Vejus Dovish Oli Bava, what's Dovish Oli Bava? Gon Harbais? Vazoros, the base of Mikdash, Vabeir Shvemta Derech, the wells in the middle of the road. So there, everybody is common, but not ownership, and therefore anybody can use it. Beizu Davisha also a ear where there's a problem that if one guy's mudar enough and the other guy can't use it. Kon Harachava, the city courtyard, Vamerchat a bathhouse, Beis HaKnesses, the shul, Vateva, the bima, Vasfarim, and the Sfarim in shul as well. So what do you do in this situation? All right, we'll see that next week.